restoration. Thank you for restoration. Thank you that even though we were rejected by men, many of our cases were they will not be reversed medically. They thought what we were battling was kleptomania. What we knew what was missing was Jesus. We knew what was missing was Jesus. Some even thought it was just like boys, just like girls. Just knew that the love of Christ was not in our hearts. Thank you for what you did on the cross. Thank you for what you did on the cross. What you did is powerful. It's potent. You died for us. You died for us. You shed your blood on the cross of Calvary. For the remission of our sins. You gave us a chance again at life. Even though we had terrible backgrounds. But what you did on the cross gave us a chance again at a beautiful life. We that were once without hope. Gave us a chance to life. We that we thought that drugs would have snatched us away and we would have become not just even nothing and empty, we would have been the worst of men. We were so much in the grip and in the claws of sin. That we're not so bothered about how far sin had gone with us. But you were bothered about restoring us back to the Father. Thank you for what you did on the cross. Thank you for what you did on the cross. We use today and we know that what you did on the cross was the only way out of sin. Even the times we tried to help ourselves, we found that it wasn't possible. Until we acknowledged you dying on the cross. You were nailed to that cross for our sake. Yes, my sin was on that cross with you. My travails, my mistakes, the identity that you don't give to me that I give to myself, everything was on that cross, on that day. And you said it is finished. The old is finished. The old is finished. The wayward life, the timeline is finished. The life that is without hope, the timeline is finished. The life that is of low self-esteem, that life is finished.
The life that cannot drink the dreams of God, that life is finished. The life that is without the peace of God, that life is finished. And blood gushed out from your side and water. We see what you did on the cross. We see what you did on the cross. None of us was left out. None of us was left behind. Everything was nailed to the cross. We see what you did on the cross. We see what you did on the cross. We had a chance to live a new life, and you said it is finished. And we step into newness of life. We step into newness of life, into newness of purpose. We who were once dead in trespasses, we who had no hope, we who walked in darkness, being ruled by the power of the earth, the spirit that walks in the children of disobedience. We now have a chance of being called sons and daughters of God. We were not a people before. We were not a people before. We had no chance of even being God. We see what you did on the cross. It was our straight through ticket to becoming like God. We see what you did on the cross. 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 You told Mary, weep not. Look at your son. What I am doing for these people is beyond Jesus, the Son of Mary. This is the Son of God that has been led to the cross like a sheep that is led to slaughter. You meant business. You forgot every emotion. You left everything that would have taken you. You went in the Garden of Gethsemane. You said, God, if you will let this cup pass over me. But he said, nevertheless, let thy will be done. O dear Peneketomania, O dear Peneshambina, O Temagiando Benia Sandineva, Bible says it's way, just like blood rushing out of his body. We see what you did on the cross. A chance to be righteous, a chance to be holy. We see what you did on the cross. Lord, I may not show. Lord, I may not show. We see what he did on the cross.
Thank you. Thank you. put, God has put so much in you. God has put so much in you that is not being used or that is not being utilized. God has sent you to the University of Lagos. His mother has sent you there.
Thank you. divine salvation.
Feels like today's service was what about you, even though it's not like the preacher's what is particular about you, because she truly has sent you to give you that and sent to use you. Are you listening? So it looks unlikely, but that's how God does these things. He doesn't have mathematical calculation. You look like an unlikely person, but that's what to give up very. Yeah. And so you're really going to have to do something. What it is exactly, I don't know, but it's going to be heavy on you. People that the world has discarded. I'm going to bring them. Lesbian, those people that the world has discarded. Of course, not all people, because it's heavy, And so, your life, the demand of your separation, it's like because of how God wants to use you. It's a kind of anointing that requires separation. Like your life is very different. And he's gonna be fellowshipping with you on this level. Just the two of you, just one see that the Lord. I'll talk to you about Jesus Christ and get you filled with the Holy Ghost. Alright. You want that? You want it that way? You feel you too. Thank you. So please just rise up and see. And see them. What? What's the matter? Let's stand up. Let's clap for them. Alright. Let's make this pray for everyone. Announcements. Joshua.